Señor Coyote was a trickster. Oh, he had so much fun concocting plans of how to make fools of all the other animals, and then afterwards bragging to anyone who would listen about the marvelous tricks he had played on them. But such a thing can only go on for so long before there is no one left who wants to listen. That day came far too soon for Señor Coyote's liking. Not only did he have no one left to brag to, there were no longer any animals that did not consider him a grave enemy. So Señor Coyote decided that one fine spring day he would take a walk by himself, out in the narrow arroyo. The canyon walls rose up, straight up into the sky on either side of the narrow path. He walked along, swinging his tail from left to right. He kicked up the dust with his paws, and again he relived his marvelous adventures. He laughed to himself as he thought of all the tricks he had played. But then suddenly, up ahead on the path, from behind a boulder, jumped an enormous dog. This dog was dark and dusty and shaggy. Its fur was matted and dreaded. It had razor-sharp fangs and slobber that dripped down almost to the dusty ground. And this dog was looking for Señor Coyote. When he leapt out from behind the boulder, Señor Coyote paused for only a minute. He let out a yip, and he was gone, pitta-patta-da, 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 running as fast as he could in the other direction. That enormous, shaggy dog ran after him, growling and drooling the whole way. Señor Coyote ran faster, pitta-patta-da, 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 pitta-patta-da. The enormous dog chased behind him, snapping at Señor Coyote, but his feet kicked up the dust, and he was starting to get away. Yes, he was. Soon he would be out of the arroyo, and he would be free. He could find a good hiding place, when suddenly, up ahead, from behind another boulder jumped another dog, even bigger, shaggier, hairier, more disgusting than the first, with eyes as red as blood. He let out a growl, and he began to chase Señor Coyote. Señor Coyote let out another yip, and he turned around and raced back in the direction he had come from. Pitta-da-patta-da, 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 pitta-da-patta-da. The drool splashed to the left and to the right. And the dog chased after Señor Coyote, snapping and growling the entire way. Now, Señor Coyote was no fool. He knew that this was a bad situation. There was a dog behind, and a dog ahead. What would he do? When suddenly, to his amazement, to his great fortune, he saw, out of the corner of his eye, high up on the canyon wall, a shadow that might just be a cave. He turned as fast as he could, sending a cloud of dust behind him, and pitta-patta-da, 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 pitta-patta-da. He made for the cave. Up and up he ran, up the steep hill, and the dogs chased behind him, getting closer and closer and closer. Pitta-patta-da, 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 pit. Señor Coyote threw himself into the cave, his heart pounding like a drum. But suddenly, it dawned on him. He was alone in the cave. He wasn't being torn limb from limb. No, he was still alive. And the dogs, those terrible, wicked dogs, were outside still snarling and growling. But they couldn't fit through the narrow opening of the cave. Señor Coyote was safe. Well, as soon as Señor Coyote had gotten his breath back, his bravado returned as well. And he began to congratulate himself on the amazing escape he had just had. The brilliant way he outwitted those horrible, wicked dogs that were still snarling and growling at the opening of the cave. Really, the only thing that made Señor Coyote sigh was the fact that there was no one there to listen to his tale of brave escape. But Señor Coyote was not disappointed for long. A grin curled upon his lips. If he could not talk to someone else, he would talk to himself. "Paws," said Señor Coyote. "Tell me, Paws, what did you do to save me from those evil, wicked dogs? Tell Señor Coyote." And the paws looked up and said, "What did we do, Señor? What did we do? Why, we carried you pitta-da-patta-da, all the way up the side of the mountain, up that enormous hill, all the way here into the cave. We carried you to safety. That is what we did, Signor. Marvelous, said Signor Coyote. I am pleased with you, Paws. Ears. Ears, tell me, what did you do to help save the brave, the noble Signor Coyote from those evil, wicked, hungry dogs? The ears perked up at once. What did we do, Signor? What did we do? Why, we ears. We listened. We listened to hear how close behind you those terrible dogs were running. We listened so we could tell the feet how fast they had to run, pitta-da-patta-da, to take you here to this cave in the mountainside for safety. That is what we did, Signor. Splendid! I am pleased with you, ears. Eyes, now tell me, what did you do to aid the grand, the marvelous, the unmatched Signor Coyote in his daring escape from those evil, wicked, hungry, disgusting dogs? What did we do, Signor? The eyes blinked, and they looked to the left and the right. What did we do? Why, we eyes, we looked. We looked up the side of the Arroyo walls, and we found this cave. We guided the feet to show them where they had to run. We urged them up to the cave. We brought you here without tripping, without stumbling even once. That is what we did, Signor. Magnifico, said Signor Coyote. I am pleased with you, eyes. In fact, Signor Coyote was feeling very pleased with himself all over when suddenly he glanced over his shoulder and saw his tail. Tail, said Signor Coyote. Tell me, what did you do to help the brave Signor Coyote in his escape from those terrible wicked dogs? But the tail simply twitched and remained silent. I will tell you what you did, Tail. I think you did nothing. I think you did not help at all. In fact, I wonder if maybe you are on the side of the dogs. Speak up. Defend yourself if you can. What did I do? Said the tail, and it lashed back and forth. What did I do, Signor Coyote? I'll tell you what I did. When the feet were kicking up the dust, pitta-da-patta-da, I waved like a white flag back and forth right under the dogs' noses, urging them to run faster, run faster, run faster. Silencio, said Signor Coyote. Oh, he could hardly contain his rage. He paced back and forth. Tail, he said, Tail, you are indeed a traitor. You do not belong in here with the rest of us. No, you do not deserve the kind of treatment as I have given to my paws and my ears and my eyes. You are fit for nothing more than to be outside the cave with those horrible, wicked dogs. That is where you belong. And without another word, Signor Coyote backed his traitor of a tail up to the opening of the cave and pushed it out into the light. As soon as Signor Coyote had begun to boast and brag, those two terrible, wicked dogs had fallen silent. They had listened. And no sooner was Signor Coyote's tail within their reach than out came the rest of him. But what happened to Signor Coyote after that is, I'm afraid, another story.